Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good morning. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. We're midway through a fascinating trawl of improvised music classics and new releases featuring today John Coltrane's seminal album A Love Supreme and wonderful songs from British singer Lauren Kinsella, plus tunes from Adam Rogers, Julian Large and much more. Let's dive straight in. London-based Snowpoat's eponymous debut album has been described as an ethereal, psychedelic and magical combination of lyrical nature-inspired poetry and music. Let's have a listen to a tune called In a Quiet Space.
Pretend for just one moment that you escaped. This time. Scratch the surface and go inside. Go inside.
Come. It's all that's insane.
Well, I like that a lot. It's called In a Quiet Space and it's by the band Snow Poet. Lauren Kinsella vocals, Chris Heisen bass, Matthew Robinson piano, Nick Cosley-White guitars, Josh Arcaleo backing vocals, synths and Dave Hamlet drums. We'll be hearing more from that album throughout the programme today. We're also featuring today on In the Moment John Coltrane's classic album, A Love Supreme. It was engineered by Rudy Van Gelder, and he was an audio engineer who helped define the sound of jazz. He sadly passed away aged 91 on the 25th of August, just a few days ago. Van Gelder was quick to say that he was an engineer, not a producer, but he did have the final say in what the record actually sounded like. He engineered many albums for Blue Note, Prestige, Impulse and other labels in the 1950s and 60s, which became the foundation stones of jazz classics. For example, Miles Davis's Walking, Herbie Hancock's Maiden Voyage, Sonny Rollins' Saxophone Colossus and Coltrane's A Love Supreme. In a New York Times interview in 1988, Van Gelder said, "I think I've been associated with more records technically than anyone else in the history of record business, and his discography is extraordinary. Album after album by legend after legend, often recorded in those days in a single day." Van Gelder was reluctant to talk about his recording techniques, but he did say his aim was to get electronics to accurately capture the human spirit and make sound as warm and realistic as possible. He said, "When people talk about my albums, they often say the music has space. I tried to reproduce a sense of space in the overall sound picture." Let's have a listen to one of his best-known recordings. It is A Love Supreme. We're going to hear part three with John Coltrane, tenor saxophone, McCoy Tyner, piano, Jimmy Garrison, bass, and Elvin Jones, drums. Part three, Pursuance. Thank you. The sound of Jimmy Garson's bass there, together with John Coltrane tenor saxophone, McCoy Tyner piano, and Elvin Jones drums. The Love Supreme Part 3 Pursuance from the Impulse Records 1965 release. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. Today, in addition to A Love Supreme, we're also featuring songs by Lauren Kinsella. Her talent for singing was spotted at an early age by one of her teachers in Dublin, and she also became interested in poetry. She gave an interview where she said, "My dad owned a bookshop. We always worked at the bookshop when we were kids, and she worked in the second-hand department, so she said you'd open a box of books and get to look at people's lives. We read a lot and always had second-hand books around. I collected a lot of poetry books and biographical books about authors. In fact, her father's bookshop would become a kind of laboratory for her. She said, all the work I do now in improvisation and the text I use and base my work on comes from that source. When she started getting into free improvisation, she took books along, using pieces at random, pieces of poetry, and it would come out in the sessions in her writing. She said, I like improvising with poems because the very nature of their structure lends itself to music, and visual imagery is a very strong tool for a singer. Can't see the instrument per se, so singers have to use their mind's eye. Kinsella said, I look at some words or passages and it jumps back at me as sound. This could be in a letter, in a poem, in anything really. This tune by the band Snow Poet, with the voice of Lauren Kinsella, is called Waves.
Tapestry of sewn up thread. Let's all go to bed. Muddled up, huddled up, crammed in. Next of kin, sort of. Photograph, a memory of
Well, a slightly extraordinary song there by Snowpike called Waves, and it's on Two Rivers Records. It's a relatively new release, released earlier in the year, and the amazing voice and composition of Lauren Kinsella there. Changing tack slightly here on In The Moment, let's have a listen to a tune from a recent release by guitarist Julian Large. He's a child prodigy and he appeared on stage at the Grammy Awards aged 13. He's recorded with Gary Burton and Fred Hirsch. Large's guitar heroes are the likes of Stevie Ray Vaughan, Clapton and Muddy Waters, and he said that for him music's all about form, tension, release and narrative. He's, in fact, had monthly lunches with the jazz guitar luminary Jim Hall since Large met him aged 11, and recently he produced a new album called Arclight. It's on Mac Avenue Records. I think we've heard a tune from it before, and in the moment, let's sample another one. We're to hear Julian Large guitar, Scott Colley bass, Kenny Willinson drums, and a tune called Ryland. Thank you. That was a tune by guitarist Julian Large, together with Scott Colley-Bass and Kenny Wallace on drums, from their recent release album on Mac Avenue Records called Arclight, and the tune was called Ryland. You're listening to In The Moment, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day, and today featuring John Coltrane's A Love Supreme, plus tunes from London-based Irish songstress Lauren Kinsella. Shortly we will hear from John Coltrane. Now let's listen to another offering from Kinsella's band Snow Poet. Kinsella said that one of her challenges is reaching audiences that might not be aware of the type of music she performs, and that's where media has an important role to play. She has said, "I have people coming up to me at gigs saying they'd never heard singing like that before. Maybe one part frightened them, another part made them cry." And she said, "You know, what we're doing is not throwaway, it's important, and it's saying something deep about communication, about self-expression, about human nature." So let's have a listen ourselves. This tune is called Eviternity.
Well, they were just observations. Your picture of reality, my picture of reality. What is it anyway? This life. What's it all about? We are young and know nothing. Frames of my eyes still closed to find a wide open space. Lush water and sunlight and colourful air. It seemed so clear, so lucid in my mind, that it was almost real, almost there. I'll keep that moment alive. I'll keep it alive in my mind.
The distinctive sounds there of Snow Poet and a tune called Evertonity. Lauren Kinsella vocals, Chris Hyson bass, Matthew Robinson piano, Nick Gosley-White guitars, Josh Arcaleo backing vocals synths and Dave Hamlet drums. Today on In the Moment we're featuring John Coltrane's A Love Supreme. It was engineered by Rudy Van Gelder, who sadly passed away 10 days ago. He was born in Jersey City, November 2nd, 1924, and his parents ran a woman's clothing store. He played trumpet and became interested in jazz at an early age, whilst also developing a passion for sound technology. By age 12, he'd acquired his first home recording device, and he went on to study at the Pennsylvania College of Optometry in Philadelphia. For more than a decade, he was an optometrist by day and a recording engineer in his spare time, and he built a studio in his parents' living room in Hackensack. In 1952, he started working for Blue Note Records, and some 7 years later, already having made some classic records, he built his own studio, which he designed himself, in Englewood. Rudy Van Gelder said, "Everything I made as an optometrist went into new recording equipment, and eventually into building my studio from the ground up." Later in life, when Rudy Van Gelder won an important jazz award, he said, "I thought of all the great jazz musicians I've recorded through the year. How lucky I've been that the producers I worked with had enough faith in me to bring those musicians to me to record." That was his first thought, and his second thought was, "I'll have to go and get a suit." So this is the Rudy Van Gelder engineered John Coltrane classic, A Love Supreme, Part 4, Psalm.
Thank you.
That was The Extraordinary Sounds, Part 4, Psalm from A Love Supreme, on Impulse Records 1965, John Coltrane, tenor saxophone, McCoy, tenor piano, Jimmy Garrison, bass, Elvin Jones, drums. And we've been featuring that album. In fact, we've played it in its entirety here on In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Commemorating also the genius of Rudy Van Gelder, who passed away recently. That's almost it from In the Moment today, but we do just have time for a bonus track from Lauren Kinsella, who we've been featuring as well. Lauren has said, I spend time travelling in India or Sweden or Switzerland, and she picks up something she likes from those places. For example, she loves how people talk in Scandinavia, the sound of the language. She said, I like looking at the language and saying it out loud, even though I don't understand it. This tune is called Poetry of Stillness. That was the voice of Lauren Kinsella and her band Snow Poet from a recently released album of the same name, Snow Poet, and a tune called Poetry of Stillness. Well, that's almost it from today's In the Moment. Thank you for your company. I do hope you've loved the music as much as me. Until we do it all again next time, do have a good week. So, to our final tune of the programme. Adam Rogers is an American guitarist who specialises in post-bop contemporary jazz and classical music. He's played as a session musician on over 200 recordings, and he's also a member of the Chris Potter Underground Band. Rogers has said that even after years of playing, there's still so much mystery in this art, which can be wonderful, surprising, sometimes confusing, but rarely uninteresting. And the same can be said for his album Time and the Infinite. Let's have a listen to a classic George Gershwin tune from his opera Porgy and Bess. We're going to hear Adam Rogers guitar, Scott Colley bass, Bill Stewart drums, and the tune I Loves You, Porgy. Thank you.
Thank you. Your throat.